Unit 1. Pen Friends B. Part 1. Listening.
第一部分听力。
1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. There is little ink in my pen. Can you give me some? There is little ink in my pen. Can you give me some?
2. Alice works in a hospital. She helps make sick people better. Alice works in a hospital. She helps make sick people better.
3. John often practices cycling in the morning, so he is very healthy. John often practices cycling in the morning, so he is very healthy.
4. Peter's ambition is to be a singer and to hold a concert in Shanghai Stadium. Peter's ambition is to be a singer and to hold a concert in Shanghai Stadium.
5. I want to make a phone call. Can you change this note into coins for me, please? I want to make a phone call.Can you change this note into coins for me, please? 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Playing tennis and swimming are my favorite sports in winter.
I like jogging and skating in winter. I prefer to play basketball in summer.
Question.Which sport does the woman like in winter? Playing tennis and swimming are my favorite sports in winter.
I like jogging and skating in winter. I prefer to play basketball in summer.
Question. Which sport does the woman like in winter? 2. Mary, do you think science is more difficult than history?
Yes, but it's not so difficult as French.
To me, physics is the most difficult.
Question, which subject is the most difficult for the boy?
Mary, do you think science is more difficult than history?
Yes, but it's not so difficult as French.
To me, physics is the most difficult.
Question, which subject is the most difficult for the boy? 3. A nice Christmas card. Where is it from, Kelly?
It's from Jim. He's now studying with his brother Jack in England.
Question, who are studying in England? A nice Christmas card. Where is it from, Kelly?
It's from Jim. He's now studying with his brother Jack in England.
Question. Who are studying in England? 4. Can I help you?
I want 4 oranges and 5 apples. How much are they?
The oranges are 1 yuan each. The apples are 2 yuan each.
Question. How much does the man pay altogether?
Can I help you?
I want 4 oranges and 5 apples. How much are they?
The oranges are 1 yuan each. The apples are 2 yuan each.
Question. How much does the man pay altogether? 5. What time shall we start for the zoo tomorrow?
How about 7:30?
It's a bit late. Make it 20 minutes earlier.The zoo is too far away, all right?
That's okay.
Question. What time will they leave for the zoo? What time shall we start for the zoo tomorrow?
How about 7:30?
It's a bit late. Make it 20 minutes earlier. The zoo is too far away, all right?
That's okay.
Question. What time will they leave for the zoo? 6.Remember the umbrella I lent you yesterday? It's going to rain again. Have you brought it here?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I left it on the bus just now. Let me buy you a new one in that shop.
Question. Where did the girl leave the umbrella? Remember the umbrella I lent you yesterday? It's going to rain again. Have you brought it here?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I left it on the bus just now. Let me buy you a new one in that shop.
Question: Where did the girl leave the umbrella? Seven. What's the matter, Molly?
I'm too tired to talk. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Question: Why is Molly so tired? What's the matter, Molly?
I'm too tired to talk. I didn't get much sleep last night.
Question: Why is Molly so tired? Three. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
John was the only son of a rich American businessman. Usually he was taken to school by the driver in his father's beautiful car. Then the driver took John's father to his office. One evening, his father had to go to the airport early the next day, so he would need the car at the time when John had to go to school. John's mother had another car, but she was still in bed when John had to leave the house. Well, how will I get to school if you need your car and mommy is still in bed? John asked. His father thought it was good to let him know the hard life of the poor people, so he answered, You'll go in the same way as every other child in the world goes, in a taxi. John was the only son of a rich American businessman. Usually he was taken to school by the driver in his father's beautiful car. Then the driver took John's father to his office. One evening, his father had to go to the airport early the next day, so he would need the car at the time when John had to go to school. John's mother had another car, but she was still in bed when John had to leave the house. Well, how will I get to school if you need your car and mommy is still in bed? John asked. His father thought it was good to let him know the hard life of the poor people, so he answered, You'll go in the same way as every other child in the world goes, in a taxi.
Four. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
This summer holiday, I stayed in Scotland for 7 days. I lived in the home of exchange family student. My exchange pal is Laura, a 15-year-old Scottish girl. She lives on a farm with her parents and two sisters, Jane and Emma. Her father is a farmer and her mother is a teacher. They are both kind and friendly. Laura became my best friend during these 7 days. She likes playing the piano, dancing, and swimming. Both of us enjoy art and PE at school. To my surprise, Laura also likes using chopsticks, singing Chinese songs, and kung fu. Her family has the biggest farm in the area. I've never seen such a big farm in my life. Bale climbing was one of the most interesting things we did on the whole holiday. When we stood on them, we had a bird's eye view of the whole farm. It is very exciting. I love this kind of life. This summer holiday, I stayed in Scotland for 7 days. I lived in the home of exchange family student. My exchange pal is Laura, a 15-year-old Scottish girl. She lives on a farm with her parents and two sisters, Jane and Emma. Her father is a farmer and her mother is a teacher. They are both kind and friendly. Laura became my best friend during these 7 days. She likes playing the piano, dancing, and swimming. Both of us enjoy art and PE at school. To my surprise, Laura also likes using chopsticks, singing Chinese songs, and kung fu. Her family has the biggest farm in the area. I've never seen such a big farm in my life. Bale climbing was one of the most interesting things we did on the whole holiday. When we stood on them, we had a bird's eye view of the whole farm. It is very exciting. I love this kind of life.